Information of Shifayis on the Chaver by Rabbi Kippurim, the concept of Mitzvah Beit Adam the Chaver. So Zotim Mechaber Sefal, Chaver Shabbat Adam the Chaver, and Yom Kippurim Mechaperach Shifayisenu. So Yom Kippur is Mefayis, the element of the Vera, the human being did between him and his Creator. But the element which is Beit Adam the Chaver doesn't work for that. Even if all he did was irritate him, he didn't steal from him, he didn't physically damage him, he hurt him with words, he needs to imify us. If the first time you approach him, he does not agree to the appeasement, you go a second and a third time. Each time you indicate your willingness to lower yourself in front of him, in front of three people, so that shows how serious you are. If after three times the person does not agree to accept the person's apology, there's no requirement to deal with him anymore. He should publicize that his side, that people should not think he's trying to maintain machlokes, because it's not a positive thing. Now, there's no limit of three times. If he's if he insulted his rabbi, the machlok on his part should agree to be Michael. Unless he has a reason why he's refraining, he feels it's beneficial. For the Mavakesh, that he has to wait a little bit, it'll take him more seriously. If, however, he publicized about this person Shemra, there's no need for the one who was insulted to be Michael, because it affects him and his future generations. There's a maestro with the the level of Yorubel Yolapian. Somebody came to Master Mechila for something he'd done. So he said, come back in 2 weeks. So he says, what's 2 weeks? He says, you know, when I said Mechila, that's not words, it's an emotion. Which means I have to work myself for 2 weeks to eradicate any negative emotions I have vis-a-vis you. Came back to this person and said, I'm not ready yet. Come back again in 2 weeks. The guy was like so shook up. You know, it's not a game. I once asked my rabbi the following shiloh, though. You know, Reuven does something negative to Shimon, and Shimon's really hurt. You know, time passes. You know, the pain is not as acute. It dulls the pain. Every kippur, the person's in a more elevated mode, and he says, "You know what? It doesn't bother him anymore." He's moichelitz. Is that truly a mechil on the pain that he felt? Because he doesn't really feel the pain anymore. And maybe, you know, the concept is a person is acutely aware of the pain and says, you know, I realize how much it hurt me, and I'm still Mechel you. He's Mechel him feeling that it's a 1, really it's a 10, and that's not a Mechila. Or no, Mechila means that you've accepted this fact and moved on. So I asked my rabbi this question. He felt the second way is true. Once you've accepted the fact and moved on, that's considered a Mechila. So Yom Kippur has that milah, that it's a time where people in general are in a more elevated mode. So therefore, they're more in the mood of being, you know, they're worried about their own din, etc. So they're more in the mood of being mindful. Aleph Tzarchel Faisai. The Gemara says overall Yisur Dei Nos Tavordim. Even in that situation where it was just with words, you then enabled to him, insulting him. You need to appease a person any time of the year. Why are we listing it at Hillel's every Yom Kippur? We come walking mainly Panai, who mounting the fire, so Yom Hachar, if he doesn't have time, then he'll do it tomorrow. Kesha Yitzhar Mikol Abon Asov. But every Kippur there's a chiyuv to address it now on every Kippur, because there's a mitzvah on that a person should be able to come Torah on Yom Kippur. Kesiv Kibiyam Zayachaper Lechem Mikol Chatzeichem. And the pasuk says of Lifnei Hashem Titor. So Ben Yonah understands actually the pasuk Lifnei Hashem means before the day of Hashem, which before Yom Kippur, Titor, you have to cleanse yourself from any affairs that you have. So you have a chiyuv to do tshuva, and you have a chiyuv, pashu, you have a chiyuv to get asked for mechila before that day comes, which will allow you to become the nitzer by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kol shekinim yesh b'yodo min hagezel b'yinah. B'chol dar b'hanageh b'momen yira l'sak. Anything which has to do with the financial obligations that he has to somebody else, that he stole, or he overcharged, etc. Please, I can't deal with that. You should correct it. Zel makatrig agodol adam. Chasham chazal som aleya avanos. Mi makatrig gezul makatrig berdosh. If you have a basket full of averis, which one's going to make the first claim against him in Shemayim? Gezel. So why would a person want to correct and address all the elements of gezel that he has before Yom Kippur? Im yesh lechaver biyodoy mamon sheyesh lo tvi aleim. Yodiyanu. He feels he has a claim on somebody else. B'shechaver lo yodim is that the person is not aware of it. You should let him know. So this way he can correct it if he wishes. Walk upon him, or at least you saw the thing. Rav Murat said it should go to the Rav or the Dayan. Ve'inyan b'shleimus u'be'emes b'lo sheker. Malishal hechli hisnai. Go to the Rav and ask what you should do. And obviously present it as truthfully as possible. That's where you'll get an answer. If you really have a right to the claim in this money or not. Tell around, he owes other person money, or at least possibly owes other person money. He should let the other person know. The other person should come and collect his money, or at least ask the Rav what he should do. Kol dover shemam and lo yismichal harosoy. Person should not rely on his own decision. Ki yitzhara yesh lo teir maharbe. Yitzhara has many different excuses. Rationalization to the person why he's allowed to keep the money. So the fire, so you have to appease the other person. It's proper you should go personally to the other person and ask mechila. Well, you should kill them, so you should write to the chabad piyusim. Do not send an agent, a shliach instead. Uncomfortable going. Having somebody acting as a go-between will be more beneficial towards the pious. Then you can use an intermediary. If he doesn't accept it the first time, you go back a second time. You have to be able to give him. If I send him a chopam, b'min ritziach, each time you should try a different tact. Why he should be mechil you? So why you've corrected your problem? Why you are asking mechil? Why you realize that what you've done is wrong? Each time you try three times, you try a different approach each time. Just because of mechil, it's circle fire. Mashachot the chaveri. You need to clarify what you did. Unless by telling him, the other person will hear it, will be embarrassed. So you're embarrassing him by telling him the chet. So you then you don't say what it is. Saying a public statement of whoever's out there, please, Michael, doesn't work. He still has a chiyuv doing fayas, because the point is not just asking mechila, the point is being a fayas, appeasing the person. So that's his responsibility. Now, economy, if the person who was affected is willing to say after a public request for mechila that he's Michael, so no, there's no need to be a fayas. But you can't expect that necessarily. Dalad. Maybe if after three different attempts it doesn't work, he's not mechuyev to try anymore. But some of the said, three attempts means he's tried different tacks each time. He's brought other people there to show how serious he is, etc. If that doesn't work, it is agaloi. Hey, if much the fight says yes, reshoy. If he chooses to go back more, that's also mutzer. Unless there's element of bizayon haTorah, the person who's asking the mechila says hamachalchem. There's element of bizayon haTorah. He keeps going back to this person asking mechila. It's not proper, you know, that he should lower himself in front of this person again and again and again and again. Okay. Lower himself asking mechila. There's one point in this. Mishabur says you need to be mefarit what he did. So Mishabur says if it would be embarrassed, you shouldn't say. So what is it? The question is not embarrassed. He'll tell it to him between the two of them, and the person will feel pain. You know, that's what you said about me. You know, he comes to say it's lashon hara. So he comes and says, you know, I spoke lashon hara back, and I told everybody that you did. Da 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 da. See, he hears that. It's very painful for the person. Everybody knows about that now. So it's not necessarily embarrassment. It could be some other type of emotion. That's a very private thing. It's not nobody's business. So the Chavetz Chaim and Shvus Lashon says, even so, if you spoke lashon hara about the person, you have to tell him what you said, because not really, truly giving you a mechila. Unless you clarify what you did, or is this, you know, in case I ever did something wrong to you, please be mochel me, is not, that's not an effective formula. If you know something which was done, but the story goes that when they brought the sefer, the sefer Chofetz Chaim, to Yisrael Salanter, who was already much older. And Rishon looked it over. So he had two comments. He says he sees that Rishon has taken care of the Kaisa for the coming generation. And he argued on this point. He felt that since the person is going to have pain from it, that same way you say if he's going to be Mizbayish, you don't tell him he's going to have pain from it. You're not going to be ever in Ostavorim. Mm-hmm. So it's in Ostavorim. So you're not going to be ever in Ostavorim because you want to get a Mechila. That's very nice. So you either have to come up a way to present to him where he shouldn't feel bad about it, because otherwise so shouldn't be a nosdim worm, or you can't say. Pasha, when you meant to say, you would say, I did something wrong, please be mechel me. If a person is willing, truly willing under those circumstances to say that, it works. So if he tried three times, it didn't work, Mr. Burr says, the remorse is he should at least publicly declare that he's tried. He shouldn't be perceived as a machtik mochlekis. If they ask Torah, holding on to the mechagas. The answer is the first and madaber shemitzidoi lo yibotzer. This publicizes that from his end, there's nothing holding back. Yibotzer means it's limited, it's blocked off, it's limited. He's not the point is not to exonerate yourself. The point is that people should understand that you're not being maximum mechagas and give you a title of a baal mechagas.
If there's like something where you didn't comfort somebody the way they wanted to be comforted or something like that, like it's unintentional, do you still ask mechila for that?
If the person was hurt by it,
yeah,
a person, you know, just whatever, not hurt by it, but you know, hurt them. Maybe they expected, you know, they felt bad, and that's not well, nothing mechila for them.
Why?
However, if it's his rebbe, you have to go back many times. Rabbi Ayin, Philo Eno Rabbi Movik, El Shashama Mana Divator. Even if it's not Rabbi Movik, as long as he's a person he's learned from, so then you don't have a limit. On the other hand, on the one who the request is being made from, Ches Lo Yeheh Zari Milimcho, it's not proper he should refuse. Chlamarval Midosim Mirin Loy Al Kopshov. there is a concept of a person is willing to be mavra al midosa, which means a person has a certain midah, which means he has a certain way he deals with things, and he has a valid claim to do so, and decides to forgo that and act differently. So the Baruch Hashem says, "Mavir loy al kol pshaw." Baruch Hashem takes away all of his averus. So it's a pretty good idea. He's asking mechila. You could be mavabra and just, you know, forgo the situation and let it go, and then you're going to mechila over your averus. So you can hold out to it and if, you know, maintain your anger and your covered and etc. So it's a no brainer. Which one you should do? But another, and the second half of the thought is, you're coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu that's asking him for mechila for all your avers. The Bereshit acts mina kenegad mina, like the Sharetzion points out. So if you're a moichel, the Bereshit is also moichel. If you're not moichel, the Bereshit says, why should I moichel you? You know, whatever he did to you was nowhere near as bad as what you did to me. So from every which way, it's not a great idea to maintain your anger. Except if you're the only exception where it would be the type of hamavakish, you feel it's beneficial for the one who's asking that he should stew a little bit. Person has this heart which has not accepted the Kodesh Baruch Hu's yoke, which means his attitude is he's not accepting a Baruch Hu's kingship. In this way, so the guy, every time he, you know, does something wrong, he says, Michael. So what's motivating him not to do it again? Over here, he has to sweat a little bit. The sweat a little bit will allow him to have the time to say, what do I do? Right? And he'll start understanding that it's not partial. So he won't do it again. Come walk him near. So again, we're saying that the one who's being requested from is not accepting the apology because he wants the other person to learn a lesson. He says, that's very nice, but on your end, you shouldn't be after me limchol. So what should you do? Means in your heart, you're being meichel. You didn't say that. You didn't tell me you're being meichel. Yeah. You have to remove that sinah that you have in your heart, because he asked. He tried. You feel that, you know, he needs to learn a lesson. So let's say you were right to do that, but that's to teach him. But on your end, you should be Michael. Mechila. His goal is his own purpose. So his goal is for the purpose of the one he's asking mechila. Ruhu adin im mechav l'tepes atzmoik shemisar shegir lo hezek mi kishim, because he's afraid that his mechila will be used against him. The guy sees that he's mechil and will do the avl again. So in that situation, you have no chiyuv to be mechil, because he's just going to use it as a weapon against you. Or possibly at least. And it's Rechlim Choloi. If it was Moshe Shemra, Dika the Shema, Bechashara will the Shema be Piyu. Some people will hear about one, not the other. Manishra Shemra said, the Shemra is still there. Kamoch Amidus, an Obelim Chol Gamba, even though you're not Mechuyiv too, but the Moshe is, it would be considered proper that a person would be agreeable to be Mechul, even in a situation of Shemra, even in the case of Moshe Shemra. There is those Lashon of the Chavetz Chaim, he says, makes one of the Rishonim, and he takes a step right there. It's not just vis-a-vis him, it's vis-a-vis his kids. There's a whole circle that has been impacted over here. This idea that Mechila works only when you ask Mechila one person, is because it only affected that one person. It affected a broader swath of people. Swath. Thank you. So it's not going to work by asking that one person mechila. There's other people that affect it negatively. So being mechila shemra on the person usually affects his children also, families, generations to come. So being mechila, what does it help being mechila? there's still the damage. Still a person can retrieve the damage, which is almost impossible. Let's say he knows that he only told one person. The person didn't repeat to anybody else yet. A couple of times, so you go up to the person, you know, and say, you know, what I said was incorrect. I didn't have my facts straight. Please don't repeat it because it's not really true. You know, you have to convince the person that to not believe it anymore. Assuming that you do that, so you've taken care of that element. So now you have, theoretically, that'll work. That'll work even if you don't ask Mechila. If you remove the Avla, right? By convincing the person that it was a mistake, it's not true. And the person says, you know, well, I can believe you, and it's true that he believes. So he removed the avla. The damage has been removed. So there's no reason to fire you because the damage is not there anymore. You still need to do tshuva on the vera ben arum l'makom, which you need to do any time. Okay. Beis. If the person that he's trying to ask mechila from already has passed on. Okay. Maybe a sir ben yadam mamidon al kivra. You bring 10 people, bring it there by the kever. Or you say chatosi lo ke yisrael lo ploni zeh. She chatosi lo. You say I sinned against God and against this person. Venog lo vachish mechila rabbi yom kippur. The minute you do it, rabbi yom kippur, and the people there respond and say mochalach, mochalach, mochalach.
Yeah, I'm talking for Seth. You're saying, oh, okay.
That the result of Mr. Berger Bays and Mace. Is that quite common? Matthew Shemra. Demina Ilukai, how you Michael? It's possibly what it's Michael. So we can let the group act on his behalf in a certain sense. Shechatolai. And Kurlach and Mamzer, Bisham and the Pagam, Kuran, voice of Gamkin, Pogam, Gamkin, Sir Klailach al Kibram. So if they call Reuven a mamzer, that means they're saying that his parents did something wrong. They're not alive. The person who's meafayas has to go to the parents' grave. He also has to go to the son. That's the yesharim. But there's disagreement. The yachol armor. Where is it? Lava the toy shia and the davar nagel of yisov. Alam can crow mamzer ben mamzer. He never had any intent to define anything about the parents. He wasn't, you know, using mamzer as like the as if he said he has a idea brewer that's what happened. He's like, you know, he's calling guy a mamzer. I'm a cheshemish b'simet tavchav linyan named Crow Rosha ben Rosha Arganav ben Ganav. You have similar discussions over there. Fine. Al kibra yudala, so they would go to the kibra. Tzarech leil l'sham yachev, he should go there barefoot, because right now he's. One second. That's the place. Fine. So he should go there. Barefoot, like he's coming and asking for penance. V'im hu chos l'shloisha parsos, if he's beyond the shear of Yud Beis Mil, which is three parsa. Yishlach shulcha l'sham, he can send somebody else to represent him. Hashiach yikach hasara, no shim, the shiach goes and gets 10 people. V'yachal kibra, he goes to the kever. V'vakash mechila b'shem ha-mechar v'yamr. He asks mechila the name of the person who did the avla. And he says, he named shliach ploini, that Moide Baram Shishlachani Ploini, I declare Baravim that so and so sent me Lermit Shechotel Lekay, so that he sinned against this man. That's what he should say. And they would say Mutter, they would say Mocholoi, 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 not Mocholoch. Hiralachim, he said, Tzarech Lelech Lekibra. Let's say this told him what happened when he's alive. If it's Mutter Shemran Amaze, that's not the Yisr Derais of Mutter Shemran. You haven't really done anything to him. He doesn't exist, that you should do anything to him. But there is what he calls Takanas HaKadmoinim, the Kan of the Ga'onim, not the Mosi Shemra and Ames. Apparently, before that time, it was I can't say common, but it wasn't on. It was nothing wrong with it. You're not a nice guy, but that's not, we're not discussing nice or not nice. But there's a Chayr Mekadmoinim, but they asked being Mosi Shemra and Ames. So as much as you're saying, talking about the person, you're talking about what his name is, what his reputation is. It's something to do with the cavern. Okay. Bechet Pliny, such and such a sin. So you mentioned the name of the Vayr.
Yeah, yesterday.
It is expected the person that clarifies what exactly he did. So that's what you have to say.
So specifically,
We just mentioned that there's that which you can't say shame on shame on a dead person. It's part of the tekana of the kadmeinu.
Yeah, well, I don't know. My boss seems to be very interested in
the test design. That's very good. So the reason why this is important, that besides that the avla b'mot yishemra, he was over the cherem, because he did it. He's a million cherem, and he continued to do whatever he did, interacting with people. So there's a cherem to be if the person was a shemar al mason. Right, this is a tshuva. Dalit. Yachol litbol v'lukos mosei sheyirtze. Actually, cut him a light. There's a minute people have the Erev Kippur to go to the mikvah. I should be able to talk about that a little bit. There's also. There was a minhag which some people had to get malchus. It was a symbolic malchus. It wasn't actually the whole thing with the full whip with the 39 malchus. It was a symbolic malchus. I don't know whether it was not painful. I think probably was painful to some extent, but it was a kaporta. You can do whatever you want. But it has to be before the nightfall of Erev Kippur.
What?
Tefillah and malchus.
Tevila
going to mikvah. Ben mevarchal, so you don't make a bracha on this going to the mikvah. A kohen tzarich litvul back pamachas v'loy bidui mishum carry. The person who is go to mikvah, the person should come physically tor, in case he had to carry. So that's the situation. He's tevil one time, doesn't say any bidui. That's good enough. Wouldn't the tallest tisha kavin mayim namim mahani? We discussed this once upon a time. There's a halacha that Chazal said that a person who's a balkari can't learn Torah, can't say brachas, can't daven until he goes to the mikvah. And the Maaseh of Moros is passing like Hani Shlesh Asabi. One of them says we don't pass him like that sheet. That the Balkari is also that became both. But there was at the same time, the Moros says, another Eitzah, which means the whole thing is the Tumah is the rice. Balkari is the Tumah of the rice. The impact that it has on his davening is the Rabban. Balkari is supposed to the rice to do any Torah, Tefillah, etc. So they said, for our Yisrael Rabbanon, either you don't go actually get into a mikvah, not a mikvah available. If you pour a certain amount of water over the head and the body, that we will say that's sufficient to allow the person now to go daven, etc. So that's found in a situation where a person doesn't really have a lot of water available. And he's a carry, he should at least do Hatala's test cup. So you take 9 cobs worth of water and pour it over the head and the body. So how much is 9 cob? So let's say for argument's sake there's 4 ounces in what we call a revius, right? Somewhere between 2.9 to 5.6, 5.7. So let's call it 4. The revius is really a shorthand for a full phrase. It's full phrase is revius a lug. It's a quarter of a lug. So it's a quarter of a lug is 4 ounces. That means a lug is 16 ounces. Higher math, right? My mathematicians agree to that, I'm sure. Okay, now there's 6 lug in a kav.
Let's say a non-kosher plate.
And so that's 6 times 16.
96.
And now you take, this is 96 ounces, which is less than a gallon. Right? It's about three quarters of a gallon. And then you have to have 9 kav. Right? So 3 times. Right? So that'll be
864.
So about 6-7 gallons of water.
For example.
So 6-7 gallons of water is pouring out of your shower head. You have to be having so continuous flow. It has to go over the head and the body, the right over the body for that whole time. The more it talks about, you know, they would pour in an all-in-one container, they would get somebody to stand there and pour it, and they'd get a second person to keep start pouring before the first one finished. So the water would be continuous. There shouldn't be interruptions. So a person has to stand in the shower under the shower head for till 9, he feels 9, kind of the 9 gallons of water went over that, his head and his butt, the top part of his body. He's busy moving around in the shower, doing his toes, doing his feet. Aiming the water at his feet is not going to work for this purpose. That's called a tolus test cup. So, regards to Yom Kippur, our real goal over here is that the person shouldn't have tumas carry on him. So, for the purposes of Yom Kippur, he doesn't have an absolute mikvah, pouring 9 kav would work also. We should make some nice very bonus for someone in Kippur. What's a little bit of Yom Kippur? The person who had Shivas, which started. Sometime during the Sesame Shiva, so every Kippur is going to be Mavakar Zeris Shiva. So his Shiva will end then. Yom Kippur Mavakar Shiva. So the general rule is. That's Mavatal. So a few hours beforehand, we already say that kicked in. He's already allowed to get ready for the Yom Tov. Yom Kippur is about to the Shiva. So now he's in Shloisha. Now the thing is like this: Shloisha weaker than in the Gemara. Shloisha was Mutar Berachitza. Mutar Berachitza. A person can wash himself with hot water. A person can go to mikvah, etc. Because there's a minute Yisrael Ashkenazim not to be roichets during Shloisha. So Mishnah Rambam adds, "Al bisha nog v'shalol liuchets kol Shloisha." Tefillas mitzvah mutter, but shouldn't stop you from going to the mikvah and Erev Kippur. We're encouraging specifically the person shouldn't go to the mikvah and Erev Kippur. Okay, let's hold it here. Should go.